Ready or not?
Sure.
Gonna get to figure out. Pinto and Chazozes, really two figures, instead of focusing on the Sifrim for a second, two figures that to be Mavar, that have a lot to do with Aslamayim. First one is Pitim, and what's the Matthias of Pitim, what's the Halacha, what are the Hidur, what Pasul's going to be the Evan, and the second meaning is Bo Mikaya Chapsu, which really the Magen Avraham mentioned the Rav Yehuda as the Makorfer, and to see what's considered Bo Mikaya Chapsu, what's not considered Bo Mikaya Chapsu. Bo Mikaya Chapsu. Starting from Pitim. Mishnah says, Nidla Pitmata is Pasul. The Firashi, the Rach, the Rif, the Rambam, they all learn that the Pitim means, the Cholapasta means at least what we call the Pitim. If that Pitim falls off, it's Pasul. And that's how the Surah Mishnah Panah Pasul the Mind. However, the Ramah says, Miulin Indina Yletzla Levin King Nidla Adan. Yes. The whole the dafke benitla of him loyhoy le dan miyolim kosher v'chein rei v'etzoy gishmevi medina tzelu. Brings down the rush that holds that something which doesn't have a pitim in tzilas b'riyasa, if it doesn't have a pitim, it's not considered nitla pitmasa. It doesn't pass. However, we just have to be mevar the Matthias here. The Matthias is that every single aspect that grows starts off with a pitim. The flower opens up in the middle of the flower is the pitim, and from there grows the aster. Tamamela. I didn't reconcile this with what Dharma said. In the Khanami, Khan Pan Shamberg, Mayor they take the Rosh Kutruth. It says Layhaila kills Briyasa and Dharma says Layhaila Pitam Yayalam. The only time that it's kosher if it doesn't have a pitam is if it never had a pitam. And our story, we all know, they have a pitam. The Mayor they say it's possible. No, there are certain ones that have a pitim, but there are certain ones that have a pitim. Different types of Moroccan Mitzrayim, the Russian Mitzrayim, all the same. It grows as a pitim. That's how it is in economics. They say that the Matthias nowadays is that it grows as a pitim. But the Rosh says that it never had a pitim. So Elamai, the Matthias, our Matthias then is a little different than his Matthias. He's matmiya on the dad's game shall some level. The Ramir Banzafer is pretty stark and Khan Pinchas can see it in that tumble, so take the kikatama we have in the back. There's a galaxy stick preparer trying to figure out why people are not the dad to take with a victim. He's definitely related to it. There's a true back and forth between Meyer and Rav Osner. And Rav Osner wants to be Mako, or Hamzah wants to be Mach, and Banzer wants to be Mach. The truth is, the Kashmir Zalaminim, which Stern he says, that if you look at the Shumas Adeshin, when he's talking about the holes that happen on the tree, so he says the holes that happen because of the thorn that poke when it's on the tree, since those holes are mitchilas b'riyasai, it's not a psalm. It's not, it doesn't pass. It's advice that you see the Rishayim use the lashon of mitchilas b'riyasai, hagam that it's not mamash mitchilas b'riyasai. Mayor Bamsafer deals with this in his tshuva. Chag B'chag also deals with it. But that's the gang that most people go, most of the Gzeriachim go, is that in the Khamenei, that's considered mitchilas. The fact that it fell off on the tree is already considered that it didn't have mitchilas b'riyasai. However, where's the border? So when can we go? Where's the deadline? If it falls off 1 minute before it's plucked off the tree, then it's also fell off on the tree? Or not? So Moshe Heller was from the big Bekiyim in the Targum. He timed it in the Khami and fall off at it to be considered that it fell off the Tzil's Briyasai, that's the fall off Mamash at the beginning. And the way to know if it falls off at the beginning is around the Pitim, where the Pitim is, there's a tiny little crisp, there's a little indentation. It's not the indentation, not the gumma that the Mabit was talking about that's in the place where the pitim was. So surrounding that is a small indentation. You're able to tell. If you look in the picture books, they pointed out where that indentation is. Rabbi Yashin goes with the same gang. He really holds that it has to be mamash from the beginning. Anytime that it fell off past the first initial stages of growth, it's a chash that it's a nitwa tikkun. However, on the other hand, we have Rishon Zalman and Shimon Halevi, and Vosner, who's really just being Lamed Chus on the Mekilim. But they say that any time that it fell off Mikreach Tivi, from the normal way that the Esther grows, and somebody didn't knock it off, no matter when it fell off on the tree, it's not a school. That's the way that it grows. The way that Shiva Lady Masri says that any time that a pitim is going to come off, that the tchunis of the pre is that it causes the pitim to fall off by itself, without being knocked off, that's considered that it never had a pitim. It's automatically going to fall off. It's never considered a chelik of the pre before. That's what it means, because we never had a pitim. We never had a pitim which was a chelik of the pre. Literally had a little stick. It had a little piece of stick out. But there was never had a pitim that you can consider to be a chelik of the pre. Shemazam is Mazur somewhere else, they asked him exactly what the Mimad dirt. It says that it really depends on the type of Esther. It says there's certain Esther that the pitim always falls off right before it's ready to be sold in the ship. So it could be on the tree for 3 months, and then it falls off 2-3 days before it's ready to be plucked. It says that's not a problem. However, if you have a certain type of Esther that usually falls off when it's a third of the way through the growth process, or half the way through the growth process, and from this time it stayed on much longer, and then it fell off afterwards, That's not derech riyot. You can't consider that derech riyot. In other words, it's similar to chazos. It's similar to the
letlach.
How you supposed to know? So he says the way you're supposed to know is like the Mabit says. The Magen Avraham brings down from the Mabit, the Shakshuva. That the way to know if it fell off by itself is that there's a small little guma, there's a little hole indentation at the top of the thing. Where the pitim would be, there's a little indentation which goes in. Not to be confused with what the Tesis, the Shulchan Aruch bring it down also, brings it down, says that if the Tesis, when he's talking about what the pitim is, he says that if the pitim is the ukit and is the it's at the top of the asterisk, and if it comes off and it leaves a little guma, that's the significant muscle which pops. It's a little bit weird. He's saying that if it has a guma, and you know since it's not Pitmas in the top. The Mabit says the way to know that it fell off by itself is not because it's Pitmas is if it has a little Guma in the top. Exactly if I care from places. So Shulchan Aruch Rav Kinnear is bahorning this, and he says that there's really two types of Esrogim. He says there's a Esrogim that the Pitim is reset inside of the Esrog, and when it comes out, it leaves a hole. That's Nikola, it leaves a hole. That's what Tate is talking about. And then he has all the Esrogim that are like ours. Talking about hours, the entire pitim is above the top of the esrog. It's not recessed in the esrog mechal. Over there, it's not going to leave a guma if it gets chopped off. The way to know whether or not it fell off by itself, whether or not it's chopped off, if it's chopped off, it's going to be flat. If it fell off by itself, the normal growth process, then there's going to be a little hole in the top. That's what the Ma'abit is talking about, there's a little hole in the top. Says Shem Zalman, if it has that hole at the top, then you know it fell off by itself. Because then that's another one, no, I don't know if it would have the hole in that game. Since, and I don't know if you have to petition for that. I don't know if generally if you have to petition. If you would know, then.
I didn't know it came off. The hole is because it came off.
No, but if you knock it off, you wouldn't have that hole. No, it's only because it dries out, and then when it falls off, it leaves that little indentation. If you knock it off, what? Yes, that's right. No, that's also right. If it wasn't at a time that it was going to come off, then it's not going to be a problem. If it wasn't at a time that it would come off by itself, then it's a problem. That's this one. That's this one. It wouldn't have that boom. If you took it off at the time before it's ready to dry up by itself, then the hurry will not have that good. Oh, we'll get up to it. However, the Chazanish goes even further. The Chazanish time is brought down in the Abba Minan Mashalim. Chazanish says that even if it fell off when it was off the tree, still, if it fell off Mikrech, the way that, the normal way that it grows, then it's not a problem. Chaim Kinevsky with Masber, exactly what that means. He says that sometimes, even when it dries out totally, And everything which is mechaber, all the strings which are mechaber, the pitum to the esrig, are totally dried out. Still, it takes a few days for it to fall off the ma'aser. So it could be that you took it off the tree, and then 2 days later it came off. It was totally dry while it was on the tree. It's not kosher to whether or not it was on the tree or whether it was off the tree. It's kosher whether or not it happened myself or whether or not it didn't happen myself. Generally, it happens when it's on the tree. If you have a way to know that it happened off the tree, then in a chanami, it would be kosher also. They say up until, it could be up until a week. Chariv is done the same way. So even if you saw it fall off by itself, off the tree, but if you would have a guma, then a chanami would be kosher. That's all, but again, to whether or not it fell off on the tree. In Cheshbon, true. In the Torah, it should be there. That's all when it fell off when it was on the tree. Let's say it fell off when it was off the tree. It got knocked off. What fell off? Fossil. The Magen Avraham says, as long as you have a little bit sticking out at the top, it's not a problem. The whole psul is a psul of chaser. Once you have a little bit sticking out at the top, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. The only time that it's a problem when it gets knocked down all the way to the bottom. Then it's chaser. However, the Shaar didn't really point out. He says that the Magen Avraham himself, in Tavresh Mem Tes, choshesh, that the reason why Nisla Pitmasa is possible is not because of chaser, it's because of chaser. The Mela, it doesn't make a difference the fact that it's not considered chaser because it's sticking up a little bit. The Lamais is not chaser. It's missing a piece that it had before and it's not in chaser. So even if so once it fell off when it was off the tree, even if it has a little bit sticking up, it's been impossible to see the Magen Avraham. It's not in chaser. Once you take off the Shashanta, so you're already taking off a piece of the... well, the Shashanta, we already see that the Be'er Avela brings down from the Shlo, that if you have something which is Mahodr, which is missing the Shashanta, don't give it up instead of something which is not as Mahodr, which has a Shashanta. Shashanta we're not to worry about. That was all fine and dandy until Kaf HaChaim came along. Kaf HaChaim, about 100 years ago, he said that there's two types of pitum. There's a pitum which is like eight, like wooden, and that's what they were talking about in those days. If the pitum comes off and there's some part left, then it's still kosher. However, there's another pitum, which is all the esrogin that we have nowadays, have this type of pitum. There's a pitum that the pitum is really a hemshich of the pasuk of the esrog. And it's yellow like the esrog, or it's green like the esrog, until it gets up to the shashanta. Over there, if it's nidla pitmasai, you have a much bigger problem. Kila is mitzvah, part of the esrog itself. It's not just an eight, it's not a piece of wood that we can say is a chelik nifra from the esrog. And as long as it leaves a little bit at the top, we know that no part of the esrog is taken off. Since it's a hemshech of the esrog, so any part that was taken off, even if just the shashanta was taken off, inside the shashanta is part of the dad, which is part of the esrog. The male is going to pop. That's one afkamina. And the second afkamina, he says, let's say you have a black dot on the dot. If you have a black dot on the dot, if the dot is made out of eight, in a chalam, it's not considered part of the esrog. Again, if the dad is the hemshech is b'sar esrog, it's going to pass on. I'll show you one on the outside. Let's see. It's really green. And if you slice it open, they say if you slice it exactly in half, down through the pitum, you'll be able to see the b'sar of the esrog inside the pitum. It's not just a piece of wood. What's that? You can see from the outside, it's the same color. I'll show you. So you want. Does it affect that halacha if it fell off on the tree? No, because once it fell off on the tree, yeah. What?
If it's part of the tree.
We can see that. Well, common that is, that's like chaser. That's the same thing as chaser. Chaser part of the esrog on the tree is also not a problem. Consider it kills briyasi. Once we reckon it, it kills briyasi. However, we consider it kills briyasi. It has a guma. Whatever it is that we can still still free off of, then that's no different than the... What's that? In the climate, in the climate.
No.
Wait, oh, what? By chasm?
Yeah.
There's a way to know. Mechorah, also, once it has that guma, usually when it has that guma, it already, the way that it dries out from the outside towards the inside. And right at the inside, the last part to attach is really the inside. So once it's already dried out on the outside, it already starts scabbing over even before the inside comes off totally. So generally, I don't think you can have one without that.
You have to have a
That's what he was asking. Generally, you're going to have that. You're going to have that once you have that guma, since it starts drying up on the outside, it's already started detaching from the outside, you're going to have that it's covered over. Her. Something which is part of the esrog. Again, that's not part of the b'tzar esrog. It's not considered chaser from the esrog, but it's something that generally has what do you mean? If it's a chaser? It's like if you take the okay. Look at also, even if there's no chash of chaser, it's not a problem. It's still a problem. Hagam there was a chaser, but it's something which goes inside the esrog. Hagam is not part of the esrog, it's part of the tree. When you're missing it, it's something, it's an integral part of the esrog. Missing it is a chaser or chaser. Something that a regular esrog has, if it doesn't have it, it's either mahadir or chaser. Does anybody hold of it? Does anybody feel it on it? There are definitely people that sound, they quote the Magen Avraham like La Lachma sounds like. Magen Avraham says as long as you have a little bit of sticking up, it's not a problem. That means even if it was this well afterwards, it's not a problem. Mayor Bounce says like that. Sounds like he doesn't go with the Kabbalah. But I think most of the place here, in my name, they do go with it. And in Islamic, you have a problem. If you're knocked off, you have a problem. That's all going to get to the pitam again. The Shishanto, which is that part is really wood. And theoretically, if you'd be able to take off just the wooden part, if you had a black dot on that wooden part, that wouldn't possible. That's not considered the Bsar of Esrei. And Chaim Kineski says the same thing. If you have, your pitna fell off on the tree and it's gabbed over, and you have a black dot on where it's gabbed over, that's the wooden part. That's not considered the Bsar of Esrei. That wouldn't possible.
Even like the
Kavachai? That's not the Bsar of Esrei. The Shoshanto, or the top which is gabbed over, it's not the Bsar of Esrei. Why what? Shishanto? Shishanto is wood. The scab is different after the Bsar Esrei.
Shishanto
wouldn't scab. True. If you have a scab. You're saying that if it sounds like anytime it fell off on the tree, this is what Hillel asked for. Anytime that it fell off on the tree, you should have a problem that it fell off part of the Bsar Esrei.
No,
that's
the
thing.
You can't
the
scab,
the
top,
the
scab on the top would be like
a,
why
right.
Like
eight,
especially
with
the
top of the
desk.
Something which came over afterwards. Not the Bsar of the Esrei, something which scabbed over the Bsar Esrei. It's like wood.
So
the
scab
in
the face,
why
doesn't
the
scab in the face?
That what? What's the
scab
in the face?
No, it's not the scab. Not the scab.
Black hair.
Black hair.
So they talk about it. Well, again, that's really back to the brothers. That's more of a wooden, you can see that it's more of a wooden covering, and it's more like a shishanta. It's more of a, there's a house, and the scab on the fire. I think it is. I don't know. We'll have to see when we get to it. They talk about it because they talk about it. This exact case. That's all going to get to the Metzius. Metzius of if it fell off on the tree, it fell off after the tree. We have those that apostle that say that anytime that it doesn't have it, the Chayshu says not that it's not like the Rosh. The Rosh is that they never had and did have. Those that hold not that way. That's all going to get to the Metzius and the Halacha of the Maisa. What's going to get to Hidr? Is there a Hidr to take one? The Maisa, the Ramah Paskin, this is the way that they're going to go, that you can take one without a Pitim. Is there a Hidr to take one with a Pitim, more than one that never had a Pitim Meirim? The way that we're understanding it, like the Rosa says, that ours are Kibbutz, they never had a Pitim Meirim. However, is there more of a Hidr to take one with a Pitim, more than one without a Pitim? Oh? It happens to be that the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha and Tam Reish Rambam, it brings down that you're supposed to be Choshish for other Shittas, to be Mahadis and Choshish for other Shittas. He says, and look in the Big Day Yesha, it says even more than I said. So if you look in the Big Day Yesha says, the only time that I told you that you have to spend up to a third, that's often when it comes to something, it's the Esther which is the exact share, so maybe it's going to get smaller, so you buy a little bit more. But where does the Shach Stul? What's his mushroom? Something that doesn't have a pitum. They have to spend way more than a third. third is not enough, because the Pi'ala of Paiskim is not good. Agam, that the Rav of Paiskim said that it is good, he says, he speaks to have a furnish. Still, since there's a lot of people that hold that it's possible, so that's it, you have to spend even more than a third. What's that? It's knocked off, who says that it's kosher? Then what? Those sheets that they may be choices for the... I mean, we still have the same thing, we still have the same cheshbon. Hagam, what are you talking about? We still have the same cheshbon. There are people that hold that it's possible. We really have to do cheshbon anymore. The Maitre, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down. He sends you to the big day Yashah. It doesn't bring down the halacha. I wouldn't go that far. But the Bikur Yaakov, when he's listening, he says there's six darages in what, from Lichat Chila down to Pasa. When he gave the pitter. The first one is that it's Shalim, even with the Shashanta. That's the best. The second darage is that you have a little bit of the pitim, just the Shashanta came off. And the third darage is that it never had a pitim yirelum. It's the third darage, they ask what, it's better than the second darage. The zikr, it's not the first darage, the first darage is that it has a pitim. The third darage, it's only the third darage, it's the yirelum pitim yirelum.
It's not what?
Misal what? It's like Vatla. Vatla don't pass on, but it takes time from the heaven. What? Misal other. Misal other. There's nothing that is possible. Zichur, we're going that is kosher. We're just going to get the hidden. That's kosher. It's number 5 and 6 that he brings down on the list. That is, there is a guma left over. You knocked it out and there is a guma. That's possible. That's all the way at the bottom. Here's going to get the hidden. We get the hidden. This is number 3 on the hidden scale. But it's the Shanta knocked off?
Yeah.
Do you wonder why the number 2? 2 and 3 you're asking? Yeah. Yep, that's the yes. Yes, that's the Shashanta, the way they run on this in the wrist. It's possible and economic. Very good.
Why should we have to be aware?
Because it's like Vatla. No thing is a psul. Layoyim, it's not a psul. But the mice is, it's Shaltach and a hidden. It's like a Vatla. A Vatla Vatla?
Why?
Why is Vatla here? In other words, the Eshig Vishle Musai doesn't have Vatla, it has a Pitim, it has the Ukit. You want to know? Not perfect. Maybe we think that's possible. I'm not sure. Once you have it great, you might have a business. The fact that it doesn't have it, so how much you see that this on every between moves that it has this thing at the top, this thing doesn't have it. Even though they're not yellow. He said that the only time you can say that it's there after they left, and like everyone wants to sign, that's the way that it is, it's there after they left, so the pitim should fall off. He says that was maybe in olden times, that most of the pitim fell off. But nowadays, you see, there's tons of Israelis that have pitim. How can you say that it's not there, that it's there after they left and not there after Nowadays, everybody can do it. Nowadays, it's done. raise it up to you. The cup is tomorrow. Oh, there is that. The cup is tomorrow, but there is that. I don't know if it's specific to the second word. What's that? No, he doesn't know. The cup of tomorrow says a similar to what you said, that no. That if you have a tree that has certain you have in economics, the whole tree grew without the pithim, that's fine. But even a tree that grew with a pithim, you have some of that tree that grew with a pithim, some of that tree that grew without a pithim, then that's absurd. Because you see that there's on the tree alone there's a tree that has a pithim. Oh, that's what they said. Some remember that. That was in those days. In Echonami, in those days, most trees either they had with a pithim or without a pithim. If you have a tree, some with a pithim, some without a pithim, so in Echonami, some of the ones without a pithim. But nowadays, all the trees are like that. Half of them have pithim, half of them don't have pithim. Depends if they're depends how they spray them, how hard they are, strong ones left. However, the Chaim of Bracha, when he brings on the Kabbalah tomorrow, he says, Nobel on and Lachin, Tatmino, Bisophic. So the Mela, we should buy with the Bitham. We have to worry whether or not this one fell off before and this one fell off afterwards, whether or not this tree has one. Just buy one with a. Yeah, but you don't know whether or not. He holds that that's not enough. See the Kabbalah tomorrow, it's not enough that has Gumum. Kokama, that there were other ones in this tree that haven't fit them. It's not enough. Very good that it fell off that one was on the tree. Doesn't make a difference. But the mice, there's other ones on the tree that haven't fit them, it's just fine. We see probably the other ones. This one's in some. Even if it's on the tree? If you look at the Makar, what's the Makar for this Ramah? The Ramah says, but if it's like Hayley Dam, you're on Kashi. Says the grain, what's the Makar? The Lahati Kamar Nitro, Ukidat Haramba, Mayoridea, Simanun Sifbe. He says the Makar for this Ramah is the Shitas Haramba, Mayoridea. What's Allah in Yoridea? When he gets a Trefus, Muhammad does over there. Kosha Mamiboy in Nitro Trefo, who are the Nidra Chasna? Anytime that we say that if it's Nitro, it's a straight form. So if it was Nivro that way, it's possible. That's the Shitas Rashba. V'yesh Makshir, and those that are Makshir, Shitas Rambam. Says the Rambam, V'hefse Meruba Yishtus Mecha Makshir. That's what the Shaf says. V'hefse Meruba Yishtus Mecha Makshir. The Hainu. Do we say when it's Nitro, the Yerilam Yerilam, is that a soul of straight form or not? This is Machlekes, between the Rashba and the Rambam. The Rashba says that anytime that if it would have fallen off afterwards, It's a trefa, so too if it was born without it, it's considered a trefa. And the Rambam says, well, it's like if it fell off afterwards before it was born without it. If it was born without it, it's not considered a trefa. There's the Rambam, which would be same upon the Shittas HaRambam, behest of the Rambam. Emazay, if that's the home of Karmah and Sarmah, then you can only say it on a little bit more, say, behest of the Rambam. Or if there's no one else, Shabbat Tah. What? The Rambam doesn't say that. The way that the Grain understands it, in a Khanami, that's Makarmah. He's sending you to wear the Makarmah. So some people find exactly the old thing. The Muslim doesn't say it. The Muslim is kosher. The Muslim is kosher. What? Have some ruba for us? Would it only be after you bought it already? Would the only be after you bought it, not before him? And before you bought it, then the khair is only enough to be shabbat chah. Shabbat chah means there's no other one in the city. Hold on. That's all. Everybody's going to do it. And then we have the sheetness like we said before, and that holds the cloth. First off, you don't have it. So what do we do? Most people, my friend, very many of them, they say, they look outside. How many people have with it for the number of people that without it? So you say from Shlomo Zalman, Shlomo Zalman said that since generally the way that the pitim falls off is because it's very weak, and if the pitim stayed on, the shot that is more cool. But what he says is, I'm a daktikim take without. I'm a daktikim mahajr lakach as dafka believe with him. Therefore, there's no shash of Markov. Because if it would stay on, generally they fall off. If it stays on, that means that something happened to the mitzvah of this tree that causes the tzaddik. The shasha v'murta. Exactly. However, there's a kasha down medium. Nowadays they spray stuff that has no kasha commercial that has that keeps it off, not a problem. And not only that, kasha down medium, stern. Not only that, they bring down Halicha Shlema, from Shlema Zalman, they bring down from his Rishima, they call Zalman that there's no kasha commercial, and they're not medium, they hit it again with a pitam. It's only if you don't know, but then you get without a pitam. The common idea of a kasha. It was still a little bit stuck here, it was hidden. The only thing that I found, I saw it brought down from Berkowitz. He says, since the Chassidim, interesting Zatina, he says, since Chassidim generally get with a pitim, a pikabolo, so it's hard to take off with a garko. They take with a pitim, a pikabolo. So maybe it's hard to find one with a pitim, which is also very muhammad. Miyukos and muhammad. So maybe if you're going to give up on the hidder to get a pitim, so like how they're after Shloch. The Shloch says that if your Shashanta fell off, it's better to get one which is knocky without a Shashanta, than to get one without, to get one with the Shashanta which is not as clean. So go comment that you have one. In a Chanam. So in a Chanam, go comment that you, most of the Asurgim that are being sold, are, what's that? In Berkeley. Well, how many are you going to have to give up on your hither for your pitim? In the Chanami, you are not. However, like you're saying, it depends where you go to shop. And it depends how much you're going to spend. In the Mela, there's definitely, if you get yuchas, that look nice with the pitim. The only thing that I thought, this is my own personal agasha, is that some people, when they buy with the pitim, they want to for better with tiny. Some people, when they buy the pitim, that's it, they're scared on time. The kid is going to fall off, and the wife takes it, and the kid takes it, and you start screaming at him, and be careful, However, what comes out of my soul? Is there a chashash of mitzvah? Chashash of mitzvah, there's no chashash of mitzvah. Chashash, there are those sheets that are all in a puzzle. Puk chazim ayam in the bar, dance party, so does kemat, rubik yikulon, they take without a pitam. There's no chashash of mitzvah. For sure, right, I think that. Going to any shul and count, I would say it's probably 70%. At least, maybe it's 90. Could be that 90. For sure, 70%. What? In America, it's a little different because more of them have that. But most places in America get the rain to fall now, from what I understand. But zikr, lachera, from what comes out, the zikr needs to be mahadis to have with a pitam. Lachera that comes out. Not that any mahadis, I haven't got with a pitam, but I don't see any. That's the time I got for people that are they're gonna get angry. So Gamma, you're not worried about it. So there's no. And there are more of us with their own only the afternoon. That's what he says. The first. There are more over there. The sheep, and you're there. I'm about to go with the afternoon. If that's your meaning, if that's a man, I'm not going to show this the way that comes out. I'm just telling you that to you. What, the thing without a piston? I don't know if somebody thinks without a piston. That's the way that they use the drill system because that's what they have. What? That's what they have. Your grandfather and your great grandfather. What's the rhythm? I mean, there's people in Matmiya, but there are places in Zvanim, there are great people that are Matmiya, why not? Mesh Sternberg, Rav Chaim Prince Hashemin, Rav Meir Bronson. They all are Matmiya on the earth, why not? That's what I'm saying. I don't have access to this. I'm not trying to sell. This is the third. That business? In the past, I've done without a bit. I hope that it changes. We know this. We know that I'm not. The hinder. I mean, if anything's giving up on the hinder, it's not me. I'm not going to. That's what he said. If it is, I'll tell you the truth. I have an estrog outside. It's a small estrog. I've had it already for 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks in a bag with a bunch of estrogium in the sun, getting knocked around back and forth, walking here to there, and it's gone without a bomb. So on without a bomb. It's from the Fridays in which are most books in the Chazanish. That's the first Nikudah. The second Nikudah that I wanted to handle is Bami Kaya Chatzol. Bami Kaya Chatzol. Bami Kaya Chatzol. The Magen Avraham really brings down the Makar for this halacha. The Magen Avraham really quotes in his Akdama. He quotes it to Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh says, "Brought down the Goyas Hashri, Esrig Kamish Umanumer Im Chotach Masher Yavish Kamish Umanumer Pasul." Why? The Bavli Kaya Chatzul. Once you had a stool and you were mistaken it in a certain way, a pasul it. The challenge is, when is the pasul? When is the nachal? We have often just about 10 the whole pasul. 10 theorem that you can make a back in it, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. What's the gather? Lulav which is bent, can you straighten it out? A lulav which is necklace up, can you glue it? A tizni zakihemni, can you glue it? A hadas which is a novel rumayolo, can you take off the very? A hadas which is yovish, the gimel olin elyim, can you take off those olin? A esterig which is, has a chazavah, can you take it off and mash it like that? Let's say there's yashus, or it's manumer in ester. Can you peel it off? Peel off the yashus, cut it out. By ester nipple sheshantai, or pitmasai, or oksai, can you stick it on with glue, with a pin? Does that work? Can you paint your ester, which is green, or your lulav, which is green? And can you paint, let's say you have little black dots on your ester, can you paint them yellow? Can you master it like that? That's better than the Kudus we have to handle. The Dain Fisher in the Afghama to the Sefer Avraminu Masholim, he says, if it's Nechlasa at Yemen in a way that doesn't pass him, it's just the chshat that it can open more, it's as if it's no time to glue it. And that's how, as far as I know, all the Gedalim go, that to glue the Nechlasa at Yemen, that it shouldn't be Nechlas anymore, is not a problem. Even if Shana Zalman. Because Mefurish, it's not a problem. And Zalman, the Skirel, all the as far as I know, across the board, they all say it's not a problem. However, it's only if it's already Nechlecha, so even if it's Nechlecha, and Nizdach, says Dain Fisher, even Nizdach, Dain Fisher, was Mitzadi, it's really Marsham already, is Mitzadi that once it's Nizdach, if you glue it, it's not a problem. The whole problem is Nizdach is Nehra Gishtayim, Nechlecha is Gishtayim. Once you glue it, it's not a problem. It's not Nehra Gishtayim anymore. How can you tell me that something which is Nizdah and then you glue it. It's going to be kosher. The Mazda Daimon is up there. What's the Daimon do? If the piston falls off, then you want to glue it back together. Is anybody going to say if the piston falls off, then you can glue it back together? So to buy this down. I am with your dad, okay? Then in the Hanami, fifth test, the bare heater brings down. Cost of the shoe is very adaptive. How the cost of a place to lift to a vehicle, okay? I know medical media boy on the Epsilon Haber. I mean, Epsilon Haber in the Maha, the case of the day, and make him a little bit of a day to work for him. Achim, our teacher to ask. He says, when you get the very good example of the attack, when you get the Okis, and the other friends, Shayla Shalom, and other people, they tell to the Pitam also. They say that the only time that the Pitam is possible, if the Okis and the Pitam fall off, is after the Pitam's not there, or the Okis is not there, he lost it, he knows what to do. But if it's there, take a thumbtack. Stick it in, no problem. Zakr Shem Azal, no one is going to master when the piton falls off. Of course, that there are people that are master when the piton falls off. However, the Shari Tshuva brings down, Al Asari brings down from the Shvat Yamkir, Shvat Chai Vakayim, no such thing. When you want the Kicha Tamo, it's not going to help to glue something back together, it's not going to help to take your thumbtack, to sew it, it's not going to help. The Kicha Tamo is in the teeth, it's not the Kicha Tamo. It's not something which is sound. Rather, you stuck it back together with a thumbtack, with sticky tape, that's not going to help. That's not like Kicha Tamo. Moreover, there's a Tetzachta, Nochtin, Paragala, that's a Gimel. It says Mefurish. Etzik Shinifas, it's really, the Rain brings it down by Nizdak in Sifhei. He quotes this Tetzachta. Etzik Shinifas, the Tachle Bekush, Enei Chibur. She'ein Chibur, Yadim Chibur. Mefurish. That an Etzik which came apart, and he stuck it back together with a thumbtack, it's not considered a chibur. Why? She'in chiburi adam chibur. The truth is that the Meiri already brings down this deception. He says that there was Dili's money, they wanted him out there, and then the Esrik fell, came apart. They wanted to stick it back together. Stuck there, before she says Esrik, in chiburi adam chibur. You can't stick it back together yourself. That doesn't work. They tie up, however, that deception is only going to be, there are those that tie up. That deception is only going to get the tire. You want to know, but you get the tire, is it considered as a mechomer? That's not. In chiburi adam chibur. But when it comes to the mitzvah, that the whole concern is that it's a son and other, son and even a kicha tamo they want a tyrant. Kenzan, that's not as in the tyrant, it's not a problem. The only problem is that the Rash, when he says it's a Meiri also, obviously, because Meiri is tiny when he gets into the mitzvah, the Rash also, the Rash brings down the Tzefta and he says, Ein chibur yadim chibur, lein in mitzvah. For the mitzvah of Dalan Minu. So it's passes with the Tzeftas Mashma, Tafi, Elisa, Tafi, Rishayim, that Ein Chibur Yadim Chibur, you can't put it together. However, still, they tell you that Kenzan has only been a guess if it came apart into two, if it's just a bit that came off, they handle greater shock of the time that Chayim been a guess in the Tzeftas, what's going on in the Tzeftas? So the their whole Taino, the Chayim is Taino, that the reason why it doesn't work, it seems, is because of the Kicha Tamo. You want to know, the Kicha Tamo, is it considered Tamo Metis? It's not Tamo Metis. You put it back together. That's not Tamimah. That's not Tamim Mitzvah. But in the Hanami Kokama, that the problem is only a problem of Hodr, so then it's not a problem. Hodr is the way that it looks. The Kicha Tamo, like where Kivigir says. When you get the essence, Chosr, he says, Chosr is telling you that Mitzvah is Biyuni. You have to be Mitzvah very Mitzvah with hatred, he says. Because it's telling Mitzvah. Is it Chosr is an Amtham? However, Mabit says when it comes to Hodr, Hodr is not telling Mitzvah. Kedera should be the other way. Depends the way that it looks. Mamela, Kogamda, you could put Lachur, if you could glue it back together, you could put a pin in. Some people say, now you have one time, you can't put a pin in because it's found Baal Tesa. So glue it back together. Glue, well, maybe glue is also found Baal Tesa. There are a lot of classes that Diane Fisher says Lachur is not. And it's like paint, let's be Mashasha. There are a lot of other classes later on, the paint is not a problem. Then we should let's be Mashasha is not a problem, Baal Tesa is a problem. What's that? Oh, Lachar Yisrael. So Lachar Yisrael would come out that the whole Indian is Benegat on Kicha Tama, it doesn't work, but Benegat on Hodr would work. Now they stay in the Shayla Shalom, the Maitha, he says on the second day, where you have no problem with Kicha Tama, no problem with Benegat on Hodr, you'll be able to take it, it's not a problem. Also, why the Pitim should be able to do it? In the Chalami, that's what he's talking about. The Shayla Shalom is talking about the Pitim Gufa. And he says, so, Chalter Hodr. We'll get up to that. That's, yeah, Pashmas is that. Machal Tishenim. Rakamisha brings it down. If you hold it, if it's only as close to chasam as the first thing, so al-tadu is not a problem. Second day. Even they look higher, why can't you paint our answer yellow? Or paint the black dot yellow. Courage should work. However, this is another one. Shallow one. So the chur shallow machlik is whether or not when you get to the shem is almost time, it doesn't work to glue on a piston. And share shalom and others, I'm fishing, things like cold, or at least vinegar if it is that you can make. That's all the glue. What's the machlik? The Blazer Mishnah Horowitz contends on places on that Laman Aleph. He says that you need hider needs to be migufo yimino. It has to be intrinsic. It has to be that the essence is chazan. He says just like it doesn't help for you to paint an essence which is green, yellow. Chaim Bracha actually points out that he's obviously going that green and essence passes out hither. We pass that green and essence is not a pistol and hither. It's a pistol out. It's not a Gemara free. The fact that you can't paint it is not a finish. Something which is not a Gemara free doesn't help what color you paint it. It's not a Gemara free. But if you hold that it's a chazan and hither, it's up there. It's not going to help to paint it. And if something which is b'metzias, if bas musa is not considered hader, then it's not going to help you to go ahead and just be metalic on the stone. Mamash. If you want to go ahead and paint your effort, which is yavish, if you want to paint it green, it's not going to help. Bas musa, it's yavish. You're not changing anything. You're being metalic on the stone by painting it. If you have an akudah, if you have black dots on your effort and you want to paint it, you're not changing anything bas musa in the effort. The effort is not hader. It has a black dot. If you would paint it, and you're painting it over, you're just being metalic. The key was, if you're turning around that, you're covering it with your fingers. That doesn't help. Causes a change, 100%. That's what they say. They say that you're allowed to take apple and stick it together and you're going to change it from green to yellow. Not a problem.
You could find a way to change the black apple to
yellow.
Theoretically.
Her. I would think that if you'd be able to inject water into your yellowish ether, vanilla, and make it back harder, and a climb, why shouldn't that work? The same way that he says that there's a lot of way to bring that. If you put it in water and it gets back to the top, it's fine. Otherwise, if you make it back to the way that would say that it's lamashal. So that I would agree would not work. But if you'd be able to take it back, and now it's basmusay harder. For example, you're taking off the anavim from the hadas. So now your hadas is basmusay. Fine, it's very good. It looks perfect. So too, if you take off the chazazel, the way the Mechaber says, take off the chazazel, and it's snick off in a way that it still stays the same color, you didn't change anything in the esrog itself, and it's not going to pop. You have to get up to Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah seems to say that the Amal is going to be chazazel in this case, because the Shemot itself is going to test, but Pashas, the way the Mechaber paskins, and the Amal is not going to go over there, but how many take off the chazazel, and now it's basmusa, it's muhoder. Not going to pop.
Taking away.
Oh, so now where's the nekudas? That would be the kuli alma from the tzal from it. It's not going to work. The kuli alma, if you're going to make it back to where it is, basmusa kasher, you take off the berries from now. That's going to work. Where's the nekudas on machlekes? Just the machlekes is something which is basmusa. There's nothing which is not hader. The only reason what makes it not hader is because it's not attached to the other thing. The okut fell off. The pitten fell off. Nizdak Ahemnik. Something which is, we're going to go for a minute, that Nizdak Ahemnik, Chor, like Rabbi Shainu, not like Rabbi Yochum, that it's a Pesol HaTadim, not a Tzikich HaTam, like Tesis, Nech HaTam. The whole concern in the Hidr is the fact that it's not attached. So for Kama that I can attach it, so now you took away that concern. It's not about Tzmuse that it's not. It doesn't have a Pesol, it's not like a black dot that I'm being misalm from it. I'm not being misalm from the Pesol. The Pesol is that it's not attached. For Kama that it's now attached, so now I can say that it's considered about Tzmuse. That's an akudah. It's not like that. It's a darga above it. 100%. It's not like another rubri olam that everybody's going to agree. It's memutza. It's in between. You have something which is not bas musay. The only reason why it's not other is because it's not attached. So now when I go ahead and I attach it, can I rectify the problem? So what's that? It's not attached actually. So what? Because it's in another. It's not a black dot. Black dot, I'm being this alum from the black dot. I'm just covering it over. Here I'm not being this alum from the psul. I'm putting it back together. So when Mela Dine Fisher, he timed it, you're allowed to glue your nizdak. Shem Zalman says, no, you're not allowed to glue it. The Shem Zalman says, you're allowed to put on your pitam. Shem Zalman says, no, you're not allowed. That's the nekudah samachlekit of it. In that nekudah. I would think, with this hasbro, that in the Chanam, Shem Zalman, Rav Nachman, he says that by Hemnik, you're not allowed to glue it. Shem Zalman says in the Purush, the only time I'm still a Kehenic is when they're playing with Tzadim. The leaves are playing with Tzadim. So let's say I bend the leaves in a way that makes me that it's not playing with Tzadim anymore. Is that still, can I rectify it or not?
Should they grow that way or can I ask
them? It doesn't make a difference. I'll send it to Kehenic either way. Awesome.
No,
but
they
grew like a little.
There's no problem here in the
deal,
but it's separate.
What's by lulav awesome? A lulav which is awesome that you put in a press. They say, they come and bring it down, and as long as it's not a problem, as long as you can't tell that it was changed, then it's not a soul. I got that through that way. It doesn't make a difference. So now I straightened it out. So now it looks like every other loom. What's the problem? The same thing with her. If you would bend back the leaf, I would think. I can't say for sure. How many you bend back the leaf? What? Because the chibur, I'm taking something outside and I'm putting it back together. Here I'm not changing anything outside. I'm making the etzem thing how it was beforehand. I don't need something from the outside or something bibachut to go ahead and put it together. I'm putting it together myself. I'm changing it in a way. It's like a lulav awesome, which is changing.
Let's say cut out a piece of energy in a way that I can put back
in
and
move
on. I
can
put back
in
and move on
myself. Well, it shouldn't be a problem. So they say, where do we have a similar case that they think is a problem? That's the case we left out. Let's say you're the yavesh or manumer and you cut it out. And you cut out the yavesh and cut out the nimu. That's a guy that should be examined of Yod, Pasim and Tavish. That's possible. Because like, at the end of the day, you don't have the options anymore. Lamaisi, you can't say that your Esther is being dura the way it was before. Lamaisi, you have a hole in your Esther. It's not like your Lulu that you straightened out, your Hadassah took up the bearing. You have now something chesaron in the Esther. And now that you don't have a soul, because it's in the second day, it's not still possible. Lamaisi, you have a chesaron, you can't say that it's Hadr la Asmusa, it's knowing about Asmusa anymore. Now, if I would just stop as I take a little piece out and stick it back on, l'chari the piece of tzedek is nechana mivur. If you won't be able to tell, that's me. Then you're not able to tell that there's a cutting in half. Can then it depends on once it's not a shear, and I think it's a bigger problem. But l'chari even cutting in half shouldn't be a problem. Also, especially if you need those understandings to set the talk about when you get the parents, when you get the mitzvah, it's not a problem. When you just put it back together, it's not a problem. Kumtayf, just to be misakim, by Lulav which is Akim, by Nechmatat Yemet, where it was a case where it's not Nechsal, by Navimur, by Olav, by Chazazin, by all these cases, it's mutter to be misakim in. It's not for Esam, you just, either you're preventing from becoming possible, or you're just taking, being Meser, a Meinea, Mibachut, and being Makshut. That's the Kulyam. You have to take off the Yashut and the Kemishut to paint your Esam with your Lulav, which is Yavesh, or it's green, or to paint over your maris that are possible, that zecher doesn't work. The whole system of like is going to get to sticking on your pitcher and your okas, or some nizdiko, nechmatatiyem is in a way, which possible. That's the like it, and see Dian Fisher, to the Shayla Shoen, it's going to work, and we see Shemazal, and see Shari Shuvah, it's not going to work.